Annex of Anderson today.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what she said.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like it, yeah. Got no time.
I did not know if you're aware of this, Mr. Or 24, but next week is Valentine's Day. And I know you. If I know you like I think I know you, you hadn't done anything for Valentine's Day yet.
You know me.
Right. Let me tell you about Sherry's Berries. I think in the last couple of years, I ordered some Sherry's Berries for y'all, and you took some over to Kristen.
Yep.
Okay. She loved them.
Loved them.
Huge, fresh strawberries dipped in milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolatey goodness. And also, guys, if you give your girlfriend or give your wife this, you actually get to eat one yourself, too. So that's really cool. Get in touch with the folks at Sherry's Berries, 100% berries guaranteed right now. Valentine's Day right around the corner. Send her the Valentine's Day gift of her dreams, price at your dreams, starting just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now on Valentine's Day and add a special dozen red roses for just $19.99 more, shipped with Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Put in the code Mickey. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone and enter the code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. We, in the first hour, talked a little Clemson, Georgia. We talked to a little wide receiver you. Let's get to a couple of these subjects and much more in this segment. I want to talk about, I'm still questioning Zach over there. Who's had better quarterback play than Clemson in the last 8 years?
Could you argue Ohio State?
Go back and give me the starting quarterbacks if you can with that. Let me get Delvin and Mike, and then we'll come back to that if we can. Interesting topic. Delvin's in Fountain Inn. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're blessed, man. Thanks for hanging through that break.
No problem. Zach, I'm going to put you on the spot, man. This week, Daytona 500 or AAF football, those are the only two choices. Which one are you going
to
watch?
I don't know why people are trying to pigeonhole me into my weekend plans or week plans. I'm not watching either one of them, so no.
No, what you going to watch?
I'm not watching either one of them. It's third choice.
If you got a choice. No, I'm talking about the only choice you got. What you going to watch?
There is my third choice. I'm not watching either one of them. It's easy as that.
You
see what I run into every day here?
Yeah, I see you run into, man.
He's close-minded, and he is defiant, and he's obstructive. He's an obstructionist.
Hey, Mick, speaking of new leagues, what do you think about Bob Stoops back in coaching?
I could not believe that. I read yesterday, for folks who don't know, he's going to be the general manager and the head coach of the Dallas XFL team coming up in 2020. I could not believe that, but they said that it gets him back on the sidelines. It gets him coaching again. It pays him a ton of money, and he still gets to go to Oklahoma football games on Saturday, which I guess – that's the case. I don't know. I was just shocked. I thought the guy was done. I thought that he was altogether done, but yet he still wants to coach. He's only 58 years old. Still wants to coach some, I guess.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that this leads to the Dallas Cowboy job. I think he was right there in Dallas, and I think he's just going to slide over to the Dallas Cowboy job.
This is, we'll see. The XFL will begin play in 2020 in the early part of the year. It'll feature a 10-week regular season schedule. He said he liked the idea of getting back into coaching without being overly time consuming. So with only 10 games, the XFL, I think both these, the AAF and the XFL, I think these are developmental league type situations. And I don't think the pressure to win is going to be there. I mean, they want to win.
But I think it's going to be a development. I think it's going to be a development league for not only players, but I think for coaches as well.
Maybe. Or go back and get the retread.
Yeah. And we had another quarterback transfer, Shane Buechele, leaving Texas, go to SMU.
Yeah. I know this much. This quarterback thing is not going to change. The quarterbacks want to play. That's never been a problem. The thing now is that we're allowing guys to transfer easier. And I don't blame him. Look, he's not the answer there, and he wants to play football. And it would be different if you're in another position because quarterbacks, you're only one quarterback's going to play. So I don't blame the kid at all. Let him play.
Yeah, but I just find it interesting. We got to get to a NASCAR event somehow. You got to get him to Darlington or something. You got to do something to get him to a NASCAR.
But again, Delvin, what you're running into here is that I beat my head against that proverbial Zach Orr wall for the longest time, and he's defiant, and there's nothing I can do. And so I, as the art of war tells you, don't fight a war you can't win.
Maybe you got to fight dirty. Maybe you got to find something and blackmail him with it.
I've tried to, you know, bribe him, offer him, you know, incentives. But again, he's closed-minded. He's hard-headed. And he's not having anything to do with it. I can't kidnap him. So.
No, you can't do that, man. Can't go that far. But thanks for taking my call. I just thought it was interesting that Bob Stoops is back. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. I would say obtuse, maybe.
I'm obtuse.
Well, yeah, you close your mind off to. I mean, other people. There are other ways to go about life, man. And if you just wake up and smell a little bit of the roses and like take a little bit of put it this way, your brother Caleb, is a huge NASCAR fan.
Yeah,
and he's been before. You watch a couple of laps on TV, and you say,
I don't think he's been.
Really?
He's not. He's watching on TV.
Really? Well, why don't me and you and Caleb this spring get together and go to one NASCAR event? Let me ask you something, buddy. You like drinking a few suds every once in a while, throwing back and kicking back a little bit of a couple of red snappers?
Sure. As okay. Any man does.
You like being outside, outdoors, love with the fellas, a little road trip?
Love it.
You couldn't see yourself on top of an RV in the infield and watching these cars go around at 200 miles an hour?
You rent the RV?
If that's what it takes.
You get the RV rented, you let me know.
No. If I get the RV rented and I get us inside of the infield, you going?
Oh, yeah, I'm there. RV rented inside the infield.
You're in?
I'm in.
Okay. You heard it here first. That's it. Mark the tape, Ramona. February 8th, 7-Eleven. Mike's in Anderson, 654 Roar. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing well, Mickey. How about yourself?
Man, we are fantastic. Couldn't be better.
Good deal. I wanted to ask you a question, and as you well know, I've listened to your show for 20 years every day, support your sponsors. There's not a bigger Mickey Plowler Show fan in the listening audience than me. But I got to tell you, and I hope I don't get on your bad side, I'm just going to respectfully disagree with you. When we talk about the wide receiver you thing, I'm with you on that. It's fun to talk about. There's so many great receivers that have come through here in the past 10 years. Sometimes it's hard to name them all. But for three seasons, I heard about how great Deion Kane and Wei as in overrated McLeod were, and it just never happened. And everybody you're talking about now, I'm with you. I think probably Justin Ross may end up being the best that's ever played here. It's possible. T. Higgins is coming on. He's going to be a great one. Kendricks is going to be a good one, and just on and on and on. But for 2 years now, again, just like Wei McLeod and Deion Kane, I've heard about how great Amari Rodgers is, and I've yet to see it on the field. Now, I know he caught a few balls last year. I think he had 52 catches for 585 or something. And while he may be a good receiver, he's not an electric punt returner. I can't remember one game that he's played in where you'd call in on Reaction Monday and say, wow, what about the game Amari Rodgers said? Are we not, and I ask this respectfully because I do disagree with you, are we not overplaying the Amari Rodgers thing just a little bit, just like we did McLeod, Deion Kane, and Ray McLeod? And I ain't even listening, Mickey.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. And I like how he respectfully disagreed, and I'll respectfully disagree with him. Rodgers did not start last year as a result of McLeod being here. I will be the first to tell you that Ray-Ray McLeod and Deion Kane did not live up to their five-star billing at Clemson. With that said, both are in the NFL. Now, Kane got tore his ACL, but McLeod played in the NFL. Can you tell me what McLeod did this year, Mr. War 24? Look those up for Buffalo. But I'll be the first to say that. This year, however, do you know who's second on the team in receptions this year at Clemson?
Is it Mr. Amari Rodgers?
Yes. Do you know who's third on the team in receiving yards this year?
Mr. Amari Rodgers?
Yes. Do you know who's third on the team in receiving touchdowns this year?
Rodgers?
Yes. And as far as the games go where you would say, name the game that he, really lit it up. Well, how about at Florida State this year? 6 catches, 156 yards, and 2 long touchdowns. Because that's lighting it up to me. And then he had a punt return for a touchdown this year. What, that was at Boston College, right?
Yes.
That was a wow moment.
Ray-Ray had 5 receptions on 6 targets in 10 games. No touchdowns running or receiving.
Right.
According to Pro Football Reference.
Yep. Through 2 years, though, and only 1 year, in his first year starting this year, 55 catches, 575 yards, and a total of 5 touchdowns. I think Amari Rodgers had a very, very good, solid year. I mean, 55 catches, considering you still got Justin Ross and T. Higgins and those guys out there. Through 2 years, 74 catches. That's where Matt's starting to come in a little bit here. 698 yards and a total of 5 touchdowns. I think been pretty doggone good so far. But as far as the one game, the marquee game, he had 6 catches against Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. Thought that was pretty good. He had 6 for 156 and 2 touchdowns against Florida State. 6 catches against Georgia Tech this year. 5 against Texas A&M for 73 yards. Remember he had the big 64-yarder against Texas A&M? Kind of broke the game open a little bit there early. Remember that one? Had the 68-yarder with Florida State, the 41-yarder against Boston College, and on top of the 5 catches for 73 yards against Boston College, had the punt return for a touchdown. So I think Amari Rodgers had a very solid first year as a starter. When you're not the starter, you catch some balls. As a freshman, 19 catches. It's not good, not bad. Punt return guy, kick return guy a little bit. But last year, man, that was solid. 55 catches. Second on the team receptions, third in yards, and third in touchdowns. Behind Higgins and Ross. Remember this too, Mike. There's only one football. And for every time you don't, or for every time you throw it to Amari Rodgers, that's one less time that Travis Etienne carries it. And that's one less time that Justin Ross catches it, and that's one less time that T. Higgins catches it. So I think Rodgers is exactly where we thought he would be. He's a 4-star guy. He's exactly where we thought he would be so far. Zach, or your thoughts about Amari Rodgers through the first 2 years?
Pretty much along the same lines of yours, he's exactly where we thought he would be. Yeah. Your freshman season, sitting behind a couple of other guys, especially one that went to the NFL, it was to be expected to have, 19 balls?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's a fine number. He took a step forward this year. He had a couple of drops in his sophomore campaign, but more often than not, he was a reliable receiver anywhere on the field and made a difference on the punt return. So it was it was fun to watch, and I'm looking forward to his junior year.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Andrew is in Clemson, 654 Roar. Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
You too, buddy.
I'm not going to argue against wide receiver because over the last few years, that's pretty proven, but I'm going to make an argument for defensive linemen.
Okay.
Simply because over time, and I'm old, so, I've seen some of these guys. You mentioned a few names every now and again that I don't recognize as much, but when you look back over, go a little bit more long-term in defensive linemen, you go all the way back to Michael Dean and McLaughlin and Trevor Price and Bowers, and all these guys that did make it in the NFL, and then all the guys now. I mean, you got Grady Jarrett and Vic Beasley doing well. I think you can make an argument for those guys, and I think the guys that are going to be drafted this year are going to do well, really well. And I think you can make an argument for defensive lineman.
Well, here's the thing. Two things to consider. One, how far are we going back? Because if you go back, I mean, we can go back in my lifetime to seeing Jeff Bryant and William Perry and Michael Dean Perry. We can go a long way back if you want to go that route. Oh, and the other thing is, what does everybody else have? Because, you know, Clemson, it could be great at a position, but if, I'm trying to think of something here. If forever they say Penn State was linebacker you, with all this linebacker ahead.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you know, you got it's all relative in there. You know, Alabama's had a bunch of great defensive linemen in the past few years. How far do you want to go back? And then who else are you considering there? You know, in my mind, in my lifetime, to see you mentioned some of those guys, the Beasleys of the world. I'm going to go back to Jim Stuckey.
And
you know, Dan Benish and James Robinson and Michael Dean Perry and Richard McCullough and Vance Hammond and I mean, Tresham McLaughlin, you mentioned some of those guys. I mean, look, it goes a long way back. But how far do you want to go back, and what else does everybody else have? Because there's been some great – Miami had a great defensive line run for years and years and years. Alabama's had one as of late. But you got to consider both those other factors too.
True. I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm just saying that over time, I think we've probably – been more of a defensive line school as far as what people have done after than wide receiver, but it's definitely wide receiver is going there now.
Yeah.
But I think traditionally we probably have put more NFL guys in at defensive line than probably just about anywhere else.
Matter of fact, I've got all that in front of me. I've got to add them all up, but I can tell you, through the history, I'll do that when we come back. The most NFL players by position. In fact, if it look, and that's another thing. Are we talking just NFL? Because I'll be honest with you, I don't care what they do in the NFL. But if you're gonna dominate, Hunter Renfrow might not do anything in the NFL. I thought he was a great college wide receiver. You know, the other guys out there might not do. For instance, Taj Boyd didn't do anything in the NFL. I thought he was a great college quarterback, and so. As a matter of fact, again, there's only one other player in the history of the ACC who has thrown for more touchdowns than Taj Boyd. So, is it just NFL? Because I don't think it is. I don't care what they do in the NFL. I think what they do here is more important. But anyway, Andrew, I appreciate the phone call, bud. It's a good phone call.
Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
You too, buddy. Does that make sense? I mean, you could say, well, for instance, Adam, who had a bigger impact here at Clemson? Adam Humphries or Taj Boyd?
Taj.
Right. Taj Boyd didn't do anything in the NFL. Adam Humphries has been an NFL, a huge success in the NFL.
Yeah, so far.
Hey, truth be known, Brian Dawkins was a really good player here, but Brian Dawkins was not a College Football Hall of Famer here. He went in the NFL and made a much bigger deal in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as far as what I'm trying to get, if I told you right now that you're recruiting Zach Orr Jr., and he's going to come to Clemson and play defensive end and win the Outland Trophy and the Lombardi Trophy and be a Heisman finalist and go on to do unbelievable things with winning a national championship here. But he's not going to be interested in the NFL. He's going to get hurt. He's going to go do something. He wants to be a doctor or do something else. Hey, man, I'll take that right now. I don't care. I know you want to see the New York Giants do well, but I don't care what's going on in the NFL. Just tell me what you do here. Taj Boyd had an unbelievable career here. Woody Dantzler had an unbelievable career here. Rodney Williams had an unbelievable career here. Not NFL, but I don't care. They won football games at Clemson. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Did you find Ohio State quarterback stuff for me?
I got it.
Let's compare Clemson and Ohio State quarterbacks the last 8 years to see about quarterback. And if there's any other ones out there, you know, that's part of the conversation is what does everybody else have? You can be good. Are you the best? I don't know. We'll see. Our friends at Canty, Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Get in touch with them. If you don't want to have any major foundation issues, if you think you already do and you're just not sure, it's a free, no-obligation phone call. It is my friends at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. In the end, when I talk about Canty, it's reliable people, it's quality products at a great, really professional experience to do what you and I can't do, and that's fix your foundation. Get a free quote today. Go by the CanteyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CanteyCanFixIt.com. We'll talk about quarterback you comparing those after a short break.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com. Whether you are building a new home, considering a kitchen remodel, or installing your dream outdoor living space, the Anderson Home and Garden Expo, produced by the Home Builders Association of Anderson, will help you get started. The expo runs Friday, February 8th through Sunday, February 10th at the Anderson Civic Center, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get your complimentary tickets at the Home Depot, the Anderson Habitat for Humanity Restore, AgPro, or the Home Builders Association of Anderson. Inspiration awaits.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Has dinner got you down? Sick of awful frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Don't despair, because Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away three full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. All fresh ingredients with Martha's delicious and easy recipes. You're eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word COOK to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha and Marley Spoon meals are easy, simple, and delicious. And right now, Martha wants you to enjoy three of her best 30-minute meals for free, so you can save time and enjoy eating dinner again. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text COOK to 246810. That's COOK to 246810. COOK to 246810.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
This is your plan?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
It's the end of the line. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Would love for you to give them a buzz at Prime Lending. Here's my main thing here. It's local people. It's Amanda and it's Mark and Elizabeth and Dave and Kendall and Roger and all the great folks there. These are good people. These are people that would love to help you out. These are people that, want to get you ready for home ownership and look at your goals, look at your financial needs. Let their experience walk you through a process and make it simple, make it easy, whether you're buying, how to start an application, how to submit documents that you're going to need, how to look at your credit, how to compare that to your property and review and finalize everything. It's going to be painless. It's going to be easy. And it's going to be best suited for whatever you need. Refinancing, remodeling, or buying a home right now. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Where did Zach Gore go? I want to hear about the Ohio State quarterback stuff. Zach? Got to get to Josh Williams. But first, I wanted to hear about the Ohio State quarterback stuff. Are we not doing that now? Is he gone? Let me bring in Josh. And then we'll get some quarterback stuff, I guess. There you are. Quarterbacks for Ohio State compared to Clemson in the last 8 years?
You're looking at Dwayne Haskins, Cardale Jones, JT Barrett, and Braxton Miller.
How would that compare to, in your mind, at least right now?
Trevor Lawrence.
Those are very, very good.
Those are great, great players. Trevor Lawrence, Kelly Bryant, Cole Stout, Deshaun Watson.
And Taj Boyd. Taj has been in the last 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Favorably. I mean, they're favorably, don't they?
Head-to-head, 2-0.
Sure. Overall, though, I think if you have to include Cole Stout and Kelly Bryant in the conversation, there's maybe a little bit more of...
You could say JT Barrett, though. Kelly Bryant's JT Barrett.
JT Barrett won, though. JT Barrett won a national title. Didn't he?
Not as a starter. He came in. No, Cardale Jones was the national
champion. Didn't JT Barrett start that whole season, though?
Well, yeah, but then Cardale Jones started the last part of the season.
Yeah.
He was a game manager and got exposed 31-0 for being nothing more than just a game manager.
Okay.
I think. You think differently? I think they're the same quarterback.
He's in, what is he, with the Saints right now? Isn't he a third quarterback with the Saints?
I don't know.
I believe so.
I don't think he's an NFL guy, though. You know what I'm saying? He's not. Well,
by the very nature of his job right now, he is.
Yeah. Let's not forget about Taj, though. Taj threw for 11,904 yards and threw for 107 touchdowns.
What did he throw for in 2011?
In 2011.
If you're doing the 8 years thing, that would be the only one that counts, right?
11, 12, 30, 40, 15. Yeah. In 2011, he threw for 3,828 yards. And 33 touchdowns. 2012, 3896 and 36 touchdowns. And 2013, 3851 and 34 touchdowns. So he threw for 103 touchdowns and 11,600 yards. So pretty doggone good, if you ask me.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, let's continue this. Let me get Josh in here because I want to talk four subjects with him. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing this morning?
I am doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Quickly, quarterback you the last 8 years, Ohio State or Clemson?
Man.
Give me the four quarterbacks. Give me the last four, the last ones at Ohio State.
Dwayne Haskins, Cardale Jones, JT Barrett, and Braxton Miller.
All right. Trevor Lawrence. Well, you know, I don't have to take the Clemson ones again. It's pretty close. It's a good debate,
that's
right?
Pretty close.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Something else is a pretty good debate. I don't think that's debatable right now. Clemson, Virginia Tech tomorrow. Josh is right. Are we calling this the biggest game of the year for Clemson basketball? The chance they've got to really take a step forward to have their best win of the year tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you know, the last three games have been nice, kind of getting back on track and getting some wins, but. I mean, they are against the kind of bottom feeder, so this really gives them a big opportunity tomorrow against Virginia Tech, and really they're facing a team that's really kind of ripe for the upset, so to speak. You know, I expect Virginia Tech will probably be a short favorite in the 3 to 4 point range, maybe. But the real key for them is starting point guard Justin Robinson. Looks like he's going to continue to be out. He's their second leading scorer there at about 14.5 points per game. And the last two games that he has not played, obviously that was the clunker against NC State that they only scored 47 points, but NC State, you know, was awful. And then obviously the other night against Louisville, they lost I believe they were a 5 or 6 point favorite and lost by 8 at home to Louisville. So Virginia Tech had a short player rotation as it is. And now that's kind of condensed even more. So basically, when you look at Robinson, and they have four guys that average double figures, and those guys account for, over 75% of the points. So when you take Robinson out of that and that scoring gets compressed even more, that's a big deal. A big opportunity for Clemson tomorrow, and really kind of and be a kind of feather in their cap and a resume win if they want to keep the train moving forward to have any kind of chance at playing their way back on the bubble for the tournament.
Am I right by saying that this is the one resume thing that's missed so far? I mean, if they get this under 5-5, get to 10 wins maybe. It's conceivable you get to 10 wins without really having marquee wins, but don't they need a win like tomorrow, a resume win, one of those, what do you call them, first quadrant or whatever those type of wins? They don't have one of those yet. Isn't this one of those big opportunities? Don't they need one of those?
Yeah, definitely so. I think they're definitely going to have to get to 10. To even really be in the serious discussion, regardless of what happens in the ACC tournament. But I think they need at least one of those 10 to be a ranked opponent.
Okay. Right now, out, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Win tomorrow, in or out? At that time, at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
I think you're still out, but I think you're playing your way into the conversation of where you might be one of those first four out, where that can fluctuate from week to week.
Gotcha. Speaking of ACC, we've got a mega game again. Duke beat, I should say, your Duke Blue Devils beat Virginia in Durham a few weeks ago. This time a little different scene, obviously up in Charlottesville, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Not two number ones, but number two and number three.
Yeah, this it's kind of, the roles are kind of reversed on this one. Obviously, I would expect Virginia to be a short favorite. Probably in, around 2 points or so, give or take. And really the roles might be reversed a little bit there. The Virginia did not have a game during the week this week. So they'll have a week break coming into it, but, starting point guard Ty Jerome, who's, one of their three players that averages in double figures, is, pretty questionable, for the game with a back injury. He sat out their last game, been pretty mum on his status, going forward as far as this week's gone and to what that status actually is coming into this weekend. You look back at that first game, I would say it was played at Virginia's pace, which is always going to be the case when you play them. But, Virginia only shot 3 for 17 from three. I would definitely expect that number to go up quite a bit at home. But I do think that Jerome loss could hurt them potentially because in the previous matchup, Trey Jones was not available for Duke. So it was just basically a Zion Williamson, RJ Barrett, one-on-one isolation match basically for Duke's entire offense. I mean, they had 57 of the 72 points. But with the pace that Virginia plays at, point guard is not always the key, but with Jones back for this game and his on-ball defense, if Jerome is not playing, that could be a bigger factor than we kind of see there. But, Duke's two biggest weaknesses are three-point shooting, which they were only 2 out of 14 in the first matchup, and free throws. I mean, they were only, I think it was something like 18 of 30 from the free throw line in that one. And Barrett Williamson being the two main culprits that take the bulk of the free throw attempts, driving to the basket are really kind of the big thing. And, this game, basically, I think these two are the best two teams in the conference. But kind of going forward, I almost kind of think that with the way the schedule sets up, that it wouldn't surprise me if the loser of this game probably ends up getting pushed down to third as we get through the last half of the schedule.
Because North Carolina's schedule's easier, why does this team, why would you say that?
Yeah, when you look at it, like this game starts a stretch of, in Duke's case, the next five games, they got these next two games on the road against Virginia and Louisville. Then they come home for a couple games against the Wolfpack and Tar Heels, and then they go on the road two again against Syracuse and Virginia Tech. So their next six games is without question their toughest stretch of the year. But even Virginia, they play this game on Saturday night, and then I believe it's Monday they travel and they go play in Chapel Hill, and they also have road games at Virginia Tech, Louisville, and Syracuse. When you kind of compare that to North Carolina, looking at their last half of the schedule, of the toughest games they play, obviously they'll have Duke twice and Florida State, Syracuse, and Virginia. There's only one of those games on the road, and that being the game in Cameron in, 10 days or so. So the schedule definitely sets up a lot better there for North Carolina in the second half, so where I think they probably end up getting the two seed.
The conference so far has been Virginia, Duke, North Carolina. Louisville's had a really, really good run and maybe a surprising run. A lot of really have-nots in the league. I mean, let's face it, Georgia Tech's not, Georgia Tech, Boston College, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, Miami, Wake Forest, just a bunch of bad teams in that. How does the second half set up for, you talked about the top of it, how about the middle teams? The Virginia Techs, the Syracuse, Florida State, Clemson, NC State in there. Anybody have any major advantages or anybody can see it's taking a step forward, maybe getting healthier, maybe getting a little momentum, like Clemson's schedule may ease up a little bit moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, Virginia Tech would be one where that the health would be the main key there. They get Robinson back. When you look at the schedule strength for the 15 teams going forward based on the conference record, Louisville's actually got the toughest one going forward for the second half, mainly because they play Virginia twice and Duke, and those two teams combined only have three losses total on the year, but. Florida State's one to kind of watch. They've gotten on they had a little rough patch there, but they've won the last three. They've done well. And another one really to kind of keep an eye on is Syracuse. They're two games back, but they definitely have the opportunities there. Although they had a stinker the other night losing to Florida State at home, but they definitely have some opportunities there because they still have games left. And three out of the four at home. They do play Louisville, Duke, and Virginia at home, and just the one road game there at North Carolina. So there is opportunities there for them as well.
Quickly, let me fly down. Virginia, Duke, seeding's important there. Are those number one? They're number one seeds right now. If the thing ended today, number one seeds?
Yeah, for sure.
North Carolina on that two line maybe at this point? Feel better about two or better about a three?
Yeah, I would think so. I'd say there are two.
Louisville in that 4-5 range, in that 3-4-5-6-7 range in there, right?
Yeah, they're probably a 4 or 5.
Virginia Tech a 3 or 4 maybe at this point?
I'd probably say they're 4 turning toward a 5.
Right.
With the last week or so.
Syracuse in that 7-8-9 range, but they're solidly in at this point, correct?
Yeah, this is kind of a different feeling for them at this point in the year.
Right.
Not already being on the bubble.
Right. Ineligible and all that stuff. Florida State in.
Yeah.
How about NC Definitely. State right now? NC State 4-6 in the league, 16-7 overall, and a very weak schedule.
Yeah, that's the one that really they're in if you look at it right now, but they're one that definitely needs to do a little better work in the second half. Their only non-conference win of note is really the home game where they beat Auburn. And the rest of their non-conference was not very good.
Yeah.
But they're one that can pile up a bunch of wins and probably still get in because their second half schedule, is only – based on opponent, it's only the 11th toughest, or you could say it's the fifth easiest, whichever way you want to look at it. They still have two games against Boston College. They still play Wake and Georgia Tech and Pittsburgh. So they've got some easier games on paper where they can still kind of roll up some wins, and they'll probably end up being okay.
Before I let you go, Clemson, where are they ranked schedule-wise?
Right in the middle, 8th.
Okay. Which is different than what it was, obviously, those first three or four games against Duke, Virginia,
first Syracuse. First six games were the killer.
Yeah. But most some chances now. Hey, let's talk some NFL Combine and some more college basketball next week when we visit.
Sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
You're the best. Appreciate the phone call there, Josh Williams, J-Dub. A little future scheduling there coming up in the ACC. Interesting right now. NC State at 4-6, he thinks is in. I think so too, but boy, that schedule's not very good. Hey, let's take a short break. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. They want to come. They want to look at your garage. They want to see if they can help you out, show you what they do, show you their colors. Really, if you're like me now, you take a peek at the doing some pre-shopping online and learn as much about the company as you can. And at Carolina Flooring Specialist, you'll see all their great-looking floors that they have done, the flooring services. You'll see, look on the residential part, and you'll see these unbelievable pictures of what people's garage floors look like. Fantastic lifetime warranty, stain free, slip resistant. I'll tell you this: Meredith had a water pump break, so I've got some antifreeze, some coolant on the floor. What did I do the other day, Mr. Or24? Easy. I took some paper towels and I wiped it up. And I didn't have to add water, didn't have to add anything else. And now it looks brand new, like there's never stain there. Had we had concrete, then it would have been stained and it would look bad. No stains anymore because we have our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Really, folks, if you've ever seen it before, go to Carolina Flooring Specialists right now. Look at the Garage Flooring Specialists. It's 1999. There's S at the end, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Call Tim today, no obligation phone call, 404-8158. And when you have that stain, you wipe it up, you don't have a stain anymore. You're going to love it. Short break, we'll come back. Open phone line segment ending hour number two right after this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Now that the cold weather is here, Kraft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Kraft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer, and Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. Their community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square in Clemson and Highway 81 in Anderson. Exclusively designed to promote vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top.
Hey, next week is Valentine's Day. Order like a pro. Do it with Pro Flowers. Pro Flowers makes it easy to order like a pro when you find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with a 7-day freshness guarantee. So many beautiful bouquets to choose from right at your fingertips. That's the only hard part of it is choosing the perfect bouquet. Freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivery. I don't know how they do this, but they get it to you fresh. 7-day freshness guarantee there. So go to proflowers.com. Remember, men, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's next week. Today's the last day to get a dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $24.99 plus shipping and handling. You visit proflowers.com. You click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone, enter the promo code Mickey, and get with our great friends at Pro Flowers. You've seen Troy Aikman talk about it. You've heard me talk about it. It is our wonderful friends at Pro Flowers to make Valentine's Day a very special day for your loved one this year. Order those today. Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr, I must admit I made a mistake earlier, and one of our texters pointed it out. I got the yards and touchdowns mixed up. I keep saying that Taj Boyd is second in ACC history in touchdowns. He's actually first in touchdowns.
Is that right?
And second in yards. Oh. Phillip Rivers had a few more yards, but Taj Boyd had more touchdowns.
I'm okay with more points.
Right. Taj, no one has thrown more touchdown passes in ACC history than Taj Boyd. So to write about that. Now, on the Travis Etienne part, last year he rushed for 1,658 yards. He is 1,542 yards away from the school rushing record. So he could conceivably break the school rushing record in only 3 years.
It'd be a heck of a season next year.
Yeah, it would be. He is only 2,178 yards. What you say heck of a season. That would just, if he did exactly what he did this past year, he breaks it.
He had a heck of a season this year.
Oh, heck of a season this year. I saw that was heck of a season next year, yes. But he's only 2,178 yards from breaking the all-time rushing record in the ACC. He can't go for 2,178 this year.
No.
If he stayed to senior year,
then we could talk about it.
Right. Now, you're telling me, though.
He gone.
You said this to me.
He gone. Why would he stay?
Well, it just depends. What's he going to be projected at?
Is he on track to graduate? Do we know?
I don't know this.
Graduate early?
I don't know this. But let's just see what kind of year he has this year. We'll see how it works out. I thought long and hard, not long and hard because I didn't have a long time there. I thought hard about this Ohio State Clemson quarterback U thing. And I'm willing to concede a tie at this point.
Any other schools in the running?
Oklahoma, the last couple of years. Can you look up Oklahoma's?
I mean, it's Baker and it's Kyler.
Right, but I mean, we're talking about the whole body of work over 8 years. It was Trevor Knight.
Yeah, so then I would say that they're not in it.
But they've got two Heisman trophies. And Ohio State and Clemson have no Heisman trophies in that list, right? Haskins didn't.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. All right. Don't jump.
Kyler, Baker. Mm-hmm. Austin Kendall started a game this year. Mm. Trevor Knight in 2014. Mm-hmm. And Cody Thomas in 2014. Mm. Blake Bell in 2013.
Yeah, the Belldozer. Remember him?
Another Trevor Knight. Landry Jones was your starter from 2010 to 2012.
Landry Jones had a really good year.
Yep.
So Oklahoma's in the conversation, I think. Boogie's in Columbia, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing great, guys. Blessed, better than I deserve. And I want you guys to have a great day and kick off to a wonderful weekend. But, Mickey, I never thought in a million years I'd ever hear Troy Aikman's name mentioned with yours. And I know Troy really appreciates that.
Well, he's worked hard enough. He deserves to be mentioned in my category now. He had a good career at Oklahoma and UCLA. He had a good career with the Cowboys. His Fox broadcasting career, whatever. He's done a good job. He deserves it now. Now it's his time. He's earned it.
Well, you're right, brother. I just wanted really quick. I've caught the show late, and I know yesterday y'all were talking about possibilities that tied in that someone who could switch over and help out. I don't know if it's been mentioned yet, but I was thinking last night, what about the Rudolph kid? He was a tight end in high school.
Yeah.
And he has the size, and I think some schools even recruited him as tight end, correct?
Yes. That makes a lot of sense to me. In that, let's assume for this argument, just for this segment, for the next 6 minutes, let's assume, Boogie, that that Garrett Williams that stays with what we think right now, that he's not coming back. And let's assume that the Galloway thing, they can't get it legally straightened away and he's out. So you got Chalk, you got Lay, and you got Allen. But the question I would have, I think that Logan Rudolph could come in and tear people's heads off at tight end. Now, do you have enough depth at defensive end with Xavier Thomas, with Foster, with KJ Henry, and with Mascol? And then either Rook, Aurora, or maybe Greg Williams moving over there, maybe Cash maybe Cash moving out there. Do you have enough depth at defensive end to move him over? Then you got to ask yourself, do you have a bigger impact as one of the starting tight ends or one of the two tight ends maybe, or the third, fourth, or fifth defensive end? So that'd be a decision to make. But he's the one that looks like, to me, has the ability, has the skill set, the body, the draw it up, the blocking intensity. You know what? Maybe that's his calling, is to be a tight end.
Could be. I mean, I'm just looking at it, too. And I would have to say this, Mickey. Yes, I believe we have enough depth there. Because if you look at Clemson, the way we rotate players in, even as freshmen, I can see you got a two deep now that's got experience that can go out there, and I'm expecting big things out of KJ Henry. But you got some freshmen that are coming in that's going to see the field as well. So I think at any position we got, I think you could pull from that particular position to move him over. And I don't think there will be any drop off on either side, especially with him being a tight end. I'm like you. I think he'd tear people's heads off. But you guys have a great, great weekend, man. And I know you'll play some golf, Mickey, so hit them well.
You too, my boyfriend. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it, Boogie. I don't know if it's too cold or won't play. All right, Zach, give me this right here. Number one, defensive end next year at Clemson is Xavier Thomas.
Yes.
Number two, Justin Foster.
Okay.
Number three, can we go with KJ Henry? Or Logan Rudolph?
I would prefer Logan Rudolph over experience right now.
All right. Four, KJ Henry.
Yep.
Five, Justin Mascol.
Sure.
Six, Rook Aurora.
Rook what?
Aurora.
Federer.
And seven, Logan Cash?
Sure.
Okay. Would you feel more comfortable with, take Rudolph, and again, for the sake of argument, let's say that Galloway doesn't play and that you got Chalk, Lay, and Allen. Do you feel better about moving your third, what you call the third best defensive end, and that puts a lot of pressure on KJ Henry and Justin Mascol, former five-star, former four-star, to be your backup defensive ends.
Did he play tight end in high school?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
A lot or as an emergency thing?
I think he played some tight end in high school. I'm pretty sure he did. Tight end in high school. Just looking at his skill set, though, you've seen his body, you've seen his... Doesn't he look like a tight end? Looks like a guy who would just tear your head off at tight end.
I mean, that's kind of why I want my defensive end. I want him to tear somebody's head off.
Who are you going to put a tight end?
You got people out there. You got the freshman coming in. You're hoping that Galloway is going to be eligible. J.C. Chalk.
Again, if Galloway's eligible and a freshman or good players, you don't make the move. I'm just saying, can you make the move? On offense, by the way, he had 8 catches for 110 yards and a touchdown as a junior at tight end. As a sophomore, 20 catches for 224 yards and a touchdown. As a freshman, 22 catches, 168 yards and a touchdown. So he's played some tight end in the past. I don't know, man. I'm just saying it is a possibility.
I would be weary of moving a guy from a position that he's accustomed to at the collegiate level just to swap it out to the offensive side of the ball. It'd be different if he was having to put on weight and swing inside or something like that.
Tyler Shatley says hello.
I get it.
Gage Cervinka says hello.
I get it. How long did it take those guys to make the transition?
I don't know.
How long? You do
well,
know.
Well, they made that to the offensive line, and they made that to Jim Bundren, played in the NFL, says hello.
How long did it take to make the transition? You're talking about an immediate fix in the fall.
Right. Right. And 2 points. One, probably not as hard to do it at tight end as the offensive line, but remember this about tight end. You got to be very good. You don't have to be very good in a blocking game anymore. I don't think he's a down the field, off the line tight end. But you know when they put the tight end in motion, or they not even in motion, they take him off the line and then run that little counter play that they run an awful lot. Can't you just see him lining up and bending face masks?
Sure, but I'm not willing to talk myself into it.
Well, I think it's on the table at least. Let's talk about that. All right, we'll come back, get our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. We'd love for you to come back. Hour number 3 of the Friday edition when you come back with